a high position in those days. Then in chapter 2, he was before the king. See, the time had come for him to do a great work of God, to build a wall of Jerusalem. In chapter 2, verse 1, Nehemiah. It came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. And the king said to me, "Why is your face sad? Since you are not sick, this is nothing but sorrow of heart." And I became dreadfully afraid, because people can die for not smiling in front of the king. That's terrible, isn't it? But he was afraid. And then he says to the king in verse 3, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tomb, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?" Then the king said, his grace and favor, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. See, he was given one chance. Remember, sometimes when God opens a door, you have only one chance. I know some people say when opportunities come, you know, it will keep coming. Sometimes you have only one chance. If you miss that one chance, you have to wait for the cycle to repeat, which can be many years. So you don't want to miss God there. And when he was asked, "What do you want?" And here is where the power to get wealth is working. If he asks for the wrong thing, he may die. And he must know what to ask for. And so, look at what he asked. Very specific, very direct. He knew exactly what to ask, because God had given him the power to get wealth. And he said to the king in verse 5, "If it pleases the king and your servant has found favor." Ah, see that word there. Favor in your sight. I ask, and there are no number 1, 2, 3 there, but I'm going to put number 1, 2, 3 to show you how detailed his asking is. I ask, number 1, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it. Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, "How long will your journey be? When will you return?" And it pleased the king to send me, so I set him a time. That's number 2. He specified a time. Because he need to go back and serve the king. So he asked for a specific time of leave. Verse 7. The word is "furthermore." I said to the king, "If it pleases the king," number 3, "let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they may permit me to pass through till I come to Judah." So he knew that he need letters to go through. You see, he had only one chance to ask from the king. If he forget, it's very hard to come back to the king to ask again. He had only that one chance. And the power to get wealth enables you to know the timing, to know what to do, what to ask, what to bring forth at a particular time. And so number 3, he had the letters be given to him. And verse 8, "and a letter," that's number 4, "and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest," one of the king's treasurer, "that he must," look at the word, "he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy." So that's number 4. He asked for a letter to go and collect. In other words, he asked for a signed check to the treasury. "And the king will grant me according to the good hand of my God upon me." So he took all those things, and he had all the necessary wood and timber to bring across there. You need to know what to us in the fullness of time. For the Israelites in Egypt, it was gold and silver. For Nehemiah, it was more complicated than that. In your situation, it may be different. God gives you the power to get wealth. You need to know the timing. You need to know what to ask. And the Lord will give you the wisdom. Now, the next area, the word wealth in Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 is from a particular Hebrew word that I just bring forth to you. He give you the koach, the ability or the strength or the power to get wealth. Now the word wealth is a very unusual word. It's the word chayil, and sometimes people pronounce it kail with a ka sound instead of the cha sound. Kail or chayil. And that word is an interesting word. The word wealth, I give you the power to get wealth in Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. The word wealth is the word kail, C-H-A-Y-I-L, kail, translated one time as activity, translated as wealth 10 times, translated as a band of men once, a band of soldiers once, a company once, translated as forces, like an army of forces, force or army, 13 times, great forces one time, translated as goods two times, translated as hosts, like an army or a host of people, a host of people, and translated as host 29 times, translated as might 7 times, translated as power 9 times, translated as riches 11 times, translated as strength 12 times, translated as substance 8 times, translated as train 1 time, translated as valor, you know, valor, courage, 37 times. Only 10 times is translated as wealth. So you could actually say, the Lord gives you the ability or the strength or the power to get valor. What is valor in our modern language? Courage, boldness. So my friends, if you have no boldness in these last days, you will not prevail. For the day of the end times belong to the bold and to the brave. And some of you say, oh no, why like that? Remember, in the Old Testament it's even worse. You actually fight with swords. You say, oh, the land of promise is yours, go. You say, what? Go, yeah, go. But the giants there, go! Even in the old covenant, you need boldness and valor. Think about brave little David. Goliath was that tall and he was that small. But he had valor, didn't he? Goliath says, what is this? Coming to me with stick? I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air. And David answered him, you come against me with all this staff and spear. I come against you in the name of God. And then not only that, he says, I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air, to the fowl of the air, to the beasts of the field. This is little David talking. He doesn't even have a sword in his hand. He was a man of valor. If you're not a brave man, then you must be a coward. In the last days, there's no in between. I mean, sometimes we are very nice to people. Nice. And then we look at what has come of society. We call homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. We call sin as, you know, oh, that's the new thing. We are cowards when it comes to the things of God. Call a spade a spade. Call righteousness righteousness. Call sin sin. Let me tell you, call unbelief unbelief. When Gideon has to bring forth the army out of 20,000 people, he make an announcement and say, let those who are scared go home. Almost all of them went home. It doesn't matter, because God with an army of 120 can do more with an army of 200,000. Thank you. God can do more. And God gives you the power to get valor. Hallelujah. Boldness. The word kail, translated valor, courage. Call the lack of faith the lack of faith. Either you're brave and bold, or you're a coward and you're scared. You think they had it easy in the last days? No. You think they had it easy long ago? No. In the same way, God calls for people of faith. Because God can do more with people of faith than a million people of cowards. And shame on us if we are cowards. Jesus died for your sins. He died publicly. He paid a price no one can pay. He took the pain on the cross. He took shame, rejection, torture. And God help us. It will produce a bunch of cowardly disciples who dare not stand up for God. Shame on us! You put Jesus to shame if you're cowards before Jesus. And I tell you, if one will bear witness in public before Jesus, the Son of Man will publicly acknowledge you in heaven. Takes boldness. God gives you the power to get valor. The word kail has also been translated as strong 5 times, mighty 1 time, able 3 times, well, as I mentioned, 10 times, valiant 14 times is translated as valiant, valiantly 5 times. Virtuous 3 times, very once, virtuously 1 time, worthily one, worthy one, and 54 times is been translated as army, an army. So God gives you the strength or ability to get an army, to get valiant, to get valor, to get courage, to get boldness, because all those things, which is the Hebrew word kail, 10 times translated as well, 14 times translated as valiant, 37 times translated as valor, all those things produce what the world calls wealth and power. Hallelujah. Now, in the word army area, we'll touch more next week, it talks about not just an army of men, but an army of angels. Hallelujah. I tell you, angels don't like to work for people who are cowards. Yes, you have your guardian angel. They will guard over you. The angel of the Lord encamp around those who fear the Lord and nobody else. And the angel of the Lord loves those who are brave. It's in the gospel. If you confess Jesus before men, He will confess you before His angels. He will boast of you before His angels. Why? Because more of His angels will come by here, come and join you.